Aaron Leach is the general director of the Canadian Opera Company, and he joins us on the phone this morning to talk about two incredibly exciting projects coming up in just a couple of weeks, Pomegranate and Tremonisha. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I know you've got an extremely busy schedule, so we are grateful that you're talking with us this morning.
Not at all.
Let's start with Pomegranate, which opens on June 2nd, and at the Canadian Opera Company Theatre. So tell us about the music and about the story itself.
Sure. So this piece was based on a book of poems by Amanda Hale, and there was a smaller version of this before. But and this was before my time. But Alexander Neese heard about the piece and encouraged it to be turned into a real sort of full-bodied piece. And the story is really a sort of enduring story of people discovering their sexuality through the course of time. So it's set in Pompeii in AD 79 and 1980s Toronto. And it's a journey, really. It's a journey about discovering who you are and how there are people who've come before who are, had that same journey before.
And could you say that, or would you say that it's a love story?
Oh, it's definitely a love story, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a love story between, again, a girl discovering her own sexuality and realizing that same-sex relationships have been going on for a long, long time. And it's about the challenge the queer community faces, about discriminated being, when they're discriminated against by society or family or everything. So yes, it's definitely a love story.
Mm-hmm. And that struggle is even occurs today.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now
there's still microaggressions and macroaggressions going on against same-sex couples. Anybody in the queer community will tell you they have stories of how they found it difficult to be their true selves.
What is very intriguing to me is, of course, in Pompeii, there would be different music than there is now. And they've done that in the composer has done that in a very interesting way, Kai Marshall.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to describe it on a radio show, so you have to just come and see it. But the challenges of setting a piece in two wildly different time periods, I think, has been adapted really creatively by both in the music and the libretto, but also in the wonderful staging by Jennifer Tarver.
Oh, yes, she's a fabulous director.
Yes, and good morning, Perrin. It's Audie speaking here. I wanted to just chat with you a little bit, or let you chat about the cast, because I'm looking at the list, and you've got some exciting young talents right across the board here, so could you please tell us a bit about that?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. So Susie is played by Adonia Dunn.
Oh, she's great.
She's amazing, yeah. Cass is played by Danielle Buantina. Livia is played by Catherine Daniel. Marcus and Uncle Salvatore is played by Peter Barrett. And we're thrilled to welcome back Teo Kashihara.
Oh, yes.
As the priestess in Jules. And they led The Queen in Me in 2022, which was a fantastic, another piece that
cutting edge.
About discovery of who you are.
Yeah,
how music and classical music can help you. Someone can write a piece or put a story together that goes, okay, we can tell this story. And ultimately, opera is only ever telling stories through words and music. It's just an old European art form of doing it that way, but it's telling stories through words and music.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that when I was watching the clip on your website, Amanda Hale was talking, or Kai Marshall was talking about Amanda and the libretto and she being the composer and how the emotions travel on the music.
Yes, absolutely. And that's an opera thing. You don't necessarily need words to know what the underlying emotion is. I mean, if you look at the classic operas, you'll get one chord and you go, oh, okay, they fall immediately in love. And there's no words needed.
Sure.
You know, immediately.
Sure. A classic example, of course, is Mozart. He gives it to you.
Mozart.
Right.
Yeah. Or Boheme. Puccini's extraordinary. It just, Mimi walks into the room holding a candle and there's three chords. And, so they're instantly in love. Great. Got it. it just happens.
Yes.
As you say, the music conveys and transports the emotion.
Mm-hmm. And really significantly helps you to remember the words.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Trumanisha now. This is I know it's a co-pro, but actually Volcano Theatre did set it up. Did they not create it first?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Absolutely. It was Volcano's idea. They then sought partners on it. And, I mean, there was no way that the CSC couldn't be a part of what is a fantastic idea and a fantastic project.
Yes. Sort of
breathe new life into Trumanisha, a new story and libretto. And of course, we wanted to be a part of it, and we've done everything we can to support. Volcanoes, it's a very, very, very big production for them, and we're trying to support them in any way we possibly can, both financially, but also with resources.
And Adi has a question, I believe.
Well, I know, Mom, we could talk forever, but I would like to ask you, how do you see the future of opera in Canada? You know, with all these exciting works coming to the fore, how do you see the planning for you in the next few years?
Yeah, the future of opera anywhere is to tell stories that the people you're serving want to explore more, want to hear more. And as I say, it is a unique medium in terms of how you can do that. So I think the future is telling new stories to people who maybe have not had a belief that they've been welcome at opera houses or site-specific things. I mean, the CSCT will be a 350-seat auditorium for this production, but site-specific work and things which take opera back out into communities. And again, opera started as the biggest community thing because you went to a theatre, they were massively long because there was nothing else to do in terms of, it took you away from reality and into these wonderful fantasy worlds or storytelling worlds. The world will continue to evolve. There's more pressure on time. So tell the stories in a way that, tell the stories that are relevant to your audiences now.
Exactly.
That doesn't just mean, pandering and telling stories that are weak stories. There are so many amazing stories of history or future or people. There's no end of stories. So how do we connect with new audiences? And new work is the center of that, of course. And it's so far people have responded extraordinarily well to the new work we've done, and we'll continue doing that into the future.
And now I commend the Opera Company for putting on Pomegranate and also Trumanisha and the importance of the black presence in Trumanisha. It is all black, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, there are times when there just isn't a black artist available, but the cast is all black. The creative team is almost exclusively black and female. We're so lucky to have Wainey Mengesha.
Oh my gosh, she's brilliant.
Exactly. And Kalina Bogle is the first black woman conductor in Canadian opera. So, it's a real opportunity to celebrate a amazing black artist working in Scott Joplin in a way that is now, with a new libretto and a new story. It will connect even more closely, I think, with our new audiences.
Perrin, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. I wish we had an hour to talk with you. I'm sure we could fill it.
So exciting.
Excellent.
We've been speaking with the Canadian Opera Company's General Director, Perrin Leach, this morning about several very exciting new productions coming up this summer. Pomegranate, which opens June the 2nd, and Trumanisha, June the 6th. For more information and to buy tickets, here are two places to go to. COC.ca or call their box office at 416-363-8231. But for the Trumanisha, please go to tolive.com. Both of these sound absolutely exceptional. Thanks so much.
Thank you.